Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
If you've got too much time in your hands one of these days and you want a fun little mental exercise, research what that particular day is noted for. Take today, for example, March 16th. Here are some of the things that we celebrate, or not, on the 16th day of March. Today is National Archer Day. If you know somebody named Archer, call them up and tell them it's their day. If you don't know anyone named Archer, take a moment and quietly pay tribute to the bow and arrow, which is probably the point of the observance anyway. How come Archer gets a day and Walton doesn't? Hey, nobody said life is fair. Let's let ourselves think more nobly, okay? March 16 is Freedom of Information Day. Now there's something we can all rally around, especially us ink-stained wretches of the Fourth Estate. It's also Black Press Day. Shouldn't this really be folded into Freedom of Information Day? Just saying. Today is National Panda Day. Presumably not just here in America, but in China as well. I wish I had a chunk of bamboo to chew on in their honor. The pandas, not the Chinese. Now we go from the noble to the ridiculous. Today is also considered Everything You Do Is Right Day. It's good to know there's at least one day when we can do no wrong. Now don't mess it up. March 16th is National Artichoke Day. I gotta be honest here, I don't like artichokes. I hope they don't show up at dinner. If they do, so much for Everything You Do Is Right Day. Here's one I'll bet you didn't see coming. Today is Lips Appreciation Day. Lips! Lips get a day? Don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of lips, especially my own, but come on. Nobody can be thrilled about that but the people who make chapstick. Today is No Selfies Day. Put the phone down. Don't even think of taking your own picture today. I have a friend who posts a selfie almost every day on Facebook. Enough already. I'm tempted to unfriend him. Finally, today we honor the Rocket Man. No, not Elton John. Today is Robert Goddard Day. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this guy was a big deal in the development of modern rocketry. He is celebrated today as we mark the 100th anniversary of his pioneering liquid-fueled rocket in 1926. Never mind that his first test flight only rose to an altitude of 41 feet above his aunt's farm in Auburn, Massachusetts. At least it worked. The achievement has been heralded by NASA as just as historically significant as the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk. That's quite a claim, but today is his day and I'm giving the man his due. He was also the first person to put a scientific payload on a rocket, the first to design a gyroscopic system for guiding a rocket's flight, and the first to prove that rockets would work in the vacuum of space. Skeptics called him Crazy Bob. Today, we know better. But you want to know what I really feel like celebrating? We're just 4 days away from celebrating the arrival, at least officially, of spring. Now that should put a bounce in your step.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.